I just like cooking. I like the smell. Like the whole house smells like good Thai food. The dogs go crazy. They don't get any.
Hi, and welcome to week 3 of Pandemics. This week, we speak with Michael Pressman, an active member of our community. Michael shares with us his delicious Uncle Buddha's Thai chicken noodle dish, a meal that he has honed over the years and created as his own. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today. Let's begin by talking a bit about your connection to the Buffalo Jewish community. How do you connect?
I'm connected through my family. We were members of Temple Shiur Tzedek, or Bet Tzedek now, and I'm a graduate of the Kadima School back in the late 70s, and my kids are graduate of the Kadima School back in the early 2009 or 10. And I've also volunteered in numerous board positions over the years with the Federation, from Federation Board itself to Planning and Allocation Committee, and I was also president of the Kadima School, the Jewish Day School.
As someone who is passionate about cooking and the Jewish community, do you find that the two parts of your life overlap at all?
Oh, of course. I mean, you're always looking for recipes for, like, you know, Jewish holidays to try to tie in. Yeah, like during the Rosh Hashanah, I can tie in pomegranates or something. At least have one on the table. But, you know, honey and just, you know, different ways to connect to the holidays and Jewish cooking. And I look up old recipes from different parts of the country, how Jews celebrate it differently. There's different dishes from Moroccan Jews, you know, Sephardic Jews and Ashkenazi Jews. And, you know, I never made stuffed cabbage yet, though. It's on my list.
So you cook a lot. Do you remember the first time you ever really cooked?
My mother used to teach Hebrew school on, I think it was Wednesday nights or Tuesday nights. I shared second when I was a kid, and my brothers were already in college. I was like in 7th or 8th grade, and she'd leave me a list. I used to make broiled haddock with some seasonings in the oven, and with a side dish of spaghetti. And that was for me and my father. And that's she left me instructions, and after I did it once, it didn't seem that complicated. She didn't leave me any more instructions, so I just, that was like, the, so I learned to cook because of that, because she was busy on those nights she taught Hebrew school, so I'd make dinner for my father and I.
That sounds like a really nice memory. We are dealing with instances of necessity now, too, in the sense of having to make all three meals at home now instead of a combo of being able to go out for dinner and eat at home. How have your cooking habits changed since the pandemic, if there have been any changes?
We were cooking more interesting things because we were bored at night, but it was only the two of us, so it wasn't like, I like cooking for more than two people, but for the first, you know, couple of weeks, we did a lot of interesting dishes. You know, I was on the internet looking at different YouTube videos and different dishes.
Now, tell me more about the dish you brought today. Why did you choose to talk about it?
This is one of the dishes my kids like the most when they come home from college and grad school. It's called Uncle Buddha's Thai chicken noodle dish. My kids love Indian food and Thai food, and they like a lot of heat.
How did this dish come about?
It's just a combination of just watching different cooking shows and taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Just kind of put it all together. You know, you learn about different things. Like, I learned not to burn garlic. If you put garlic in too early, it burns. So I learned to add sesame oil at the end, not at the beginning. So it's not really a recipe that I follow. It's more like an amalgamation of things I've seen on the cooking shows.
And for those listening who want to make this, can you tell us some things to consider when we're making the dish?
There are some tricks. Basically, when I do the noodles first. I drop the noodles in boiling water for a couple of minutes. Got to check them pretty frequently. But don't overcook them because they will turn into complete mush. So cook them, check them out. They're just getting a little bit soft. Take them out, put them in a colander. And I run ice cold water through them and use a fork or even your fingers to kind of get the cold water in there so they stop cooking, and then I set them aside.
And what about this recipe do you love?
I like the fact that when I make it when my kids are home, and they really appreciate good cooking. So it's something I can do for my wife and my kids. It makes me happy. And it's everybody else happy, too.
Michael, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today about Uncle Buddha's Thai chicken noodle dish. As a fan of Thai food, chicken, and noodles, I look forward to trying this recipe myself. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.